This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What are some strategies that I can use to find time to commit to reading the Quran daily in my busy life? This is a really difficult question. All of us, you know, we have different professions, different careers. You know, we have different things going on in our life. Some of us, you know, our main focus is looking after our home and our children as well. I think it becomes really, really important to look at three important things. The first of them is that the Quran isn't something we squeeze into our life, but it's there in our life and everything surrounds it. So you begin with Quran as being the default, that I'm going to have a part of it, and it should be, inshallah, in the morning. And Allah mentions this to us in Surah Al-Isra, where He says, "Inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda." The Quran that when you recite it after Fajr, it is witnessed, it is honoring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is, so make the Quran central. Second is involve yourself with a study group, because it's easier to commit to something that is regular that other people know that you're committed to. The study group doesn't have to be friends or other people, but it could be you, your wife, you and your children, you and your husband, people that you know that you have a regular scheduled time that you would recite to the Quran together as a family. Number three, try to become an expert in the recitation of the Quran by investing time, energy, and wealth in it. Bring a teacher to your home that you know each and every other day. You know, 3-4 times a week, they're going to come visit your home. You know, you'll give them a small gift that they can benefit from. But the benefit that you will receive in your life as a commitment to the Quran is much, much greater. Of course, there are also virtual options to that, and I believe that it is something that is worthwhile and worth your investment. The last thing that I want to say to you is recognize the enormity of the reward. The enormity of memorizing the Quran is that you are from a person who is given shafa'ah by Allah for others in your life. Allah will allow you to choose certain people that He indicates to you are worthy of intercession on the Day of Judgment. Number two is that it's honoring to your parents and those who helped you attain the Quran. Number three is that when you recite the Quran, every letter is 10 hasanat at the very least. So alif, lam, mim is 30 hasanat because of your intention to please Allah. And if you recite the Quran with difficulty, it's doubled to that of a master of the Quran, because you have struggled as well as recited. May Allah open our hearts to the Book of Allah and make it the spring of our comfort. Allahumma ameen.